विद्याशक्ति प्रधान शंकर सन बलराम प्राकृता अप्राकृत सृष्टि करण निर्माण आउट ऑफ थ्री ट्रांसेंडेंटल प्रोपेंसिटीज ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड इच्छा शक्ति ज्ञान शक्ति एंड क्रिया शक्ति क्रिया शक्ति दैट इज रिप्रेजेंटेड बाय और द कंट्रोलर क्रिया शक्ति इज शंकर सन बलराम एंड विद दैट potency, kriyashakti potency, the creation, both material creation and spiritual creation are effective. Aṅkāryo viśrata kusmā ichhāya guloke vaikunta kuje chikshakti dhāra chikshakti dhāra. The spiritual potency is manifested in the spiritual world, Golok Vrindavan and spiritual planet. यद्यपि असिज निश्चित कृषक की विलास तथा भी शंकर समीक्षा कहा प्रकाश एक्चुअली देर इज नो क्रिएशन इन द स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड द क्रिएशन मीन्स इट बिगिंस एट अ सर्टेन टाइम एंड एंड्स एट अ सर्टेन टाइम बट इन द स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड देर इज नो सच बिगिनिंग बट बिकॉज वी फाइंड the creation of this material world by the kriya shakti potency of Lord. Therefore, it is understood that the spiritual world is also manifested by the same potency with the help of the spiritual energy. Sahasrapatram kavalam gokulakshana mahatpadam तत्परिकारण पद्याम तत् अनंतांश संभवम दैट ओरिजिनल प्लैनेट गोलक वृंदावन इज डिस्क्राइब हियर इन द ब्रह्म संहिता जस्ट लाइक इन लोटस फ्लावर महाद्वारे सीधे तो हम ब्रह्मांड में गौर जरूर का प्रतीति नहीं ब्रह्मांड में सारा नाउ So far as this material creation is concerned, it is stated that by his material potency, he manifests his material world and unlimited universes within the material world. Nobody should think that the material world has come out of nothing, out of fire. No. This is confirmed in all Vedic literature and especially in the Brahma Samhita and in the Bhagavad Gita also it is stated maya adhyakena prakriti svati sacharacharam. So material nature is not independent. It is a misunderstanding, a wrong conception that matter is working out of his own effort. Matter has no power to work. It is Jalarupa. Jalarupa means it has no moving capacity or what is called initiative. Matter has no initiative. Therefore, matter cannot manifest in such a way without the direction of the Supreme Lord. Mayadvare Sijetaham Brahmandirgaon. Actually, it is his direction, but material potency is helpful, that's all. Janahaita Sistinaya Ishtar Shakti Vine Tati Shankar Shankare Shakti Adhana. Jarahaita, from matter, there is no possibility of any creation. The Shankar Shankar, his manifestation is Shankar Shankar. Balaram, ईश्वरे सत्ते सृष्टि करे प्रकृति लौह जन अग्नि सत्ते पाय जहा शक्ति इट इज इन कॉन्टैक्ट विद द फायर iron becomes red hot and it becomes fire. Similarly, in contact with sankarsan, this material energy gets potency and thereby the material manifestation is there. Yatauhi vishvasthas bijajoni rama mukunda purusa pradhanam annina bhutesu vilakkhanasya vyatasya sisata inu purana. In Srimad Bhagavatam, the 10th canto, it is stated that this Rama and Krishna, Rama means Balaram and Krishna, they are the root of the material creation. And both of them enter into each and every universe and maintain that. Annantarastham paramanu sanantarastham. This is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. सिस्टिहती यही मुक्ते प्रपंच अवतारे ते ईश्वर मुक्ति अवतार नाम धरे फॉर मेटीरियल क्रिएशन दे एक्सपेंशन ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉ फॉर द पर्पस ऑफ मेटीरियल क्रिएशन इज कॉल्ड इनकार्नेशन दैट इज कॉल्ड अवतार मायातीत भ्रमत में सवार अवस्थान विश्व अवतरी धरे अवतार नाम. All Vishnu expansion that in the spiritual world and they all of them reside there. But when they come into this material world, it is called incarnation. Actually, avatar, the Sanskrit name is avatar. Avatar means who comes down from the spiritual world. Avatarati, avatarati means descent. Descend. They are not born of this material energy. They descend from the spiritual world. Seema avalokete sri sankarsan purusrupe avatirna paila pratham. Now, purusrupe, the first incarnation part of this material creation, the Mahavishnu. Sai khata, simply by glance, this material world begins its activity. Sei maya avalokite sri sankarsan purusure avatirna haila pratham jagrihe paurasangalhuri bhagavan mahadavi samvatam surasatalam adau lokasya siksaya. Adau lokasya siksaya, just before the creation, the Mahavishnu, he gets his incarnation and he puts his glance on the material energy and the creation begins. Addu avatara purusha parasya kala svabhava sadasad manasya drabbang vikara guna indriyani viras varasthana chanishna bhumna. Addu avatara, the first Krishna avatar, Mahavishnu, is very vast. His effect, just imagine how much great he is, his body is, that from his breathing all these universes are generated. Sei purush virajate karen svayam karanam vishayinam jagatka. That purusha avatar, the first incarnation of purush, he lies down in the water of causal ocean and his name is कारणाब्धि पारे मायार नित्य अवस्थिति गिरजार पारे ब्रह्मो नहीं गति. कारणाब्धि पारे, जस्ट ऑन द अदर साइड ऑफ द ओशन, कारण कॉजल ओशन, दिस मेटीरियल एनर्जी सिचुएटेड गिरजार पारे Varap Vamena Hikoti, and this material energy has no entrance in the spiritual kingdom. Pavattate tatta jarastamasta yosattanta mishtanta nasakal vikrama najat pramaya kimuta pari harir anubhuta yatra surasura chita. The description of the spiritual world is that there is no rajasam. This most of passion and most of ignorance is not there. Shuddha-sattva is simply goodness, pure goodness, without any tinge of passion and ignorance. Pravartate jatra rajasamastayo sattancha misrancha nacha kala sikra. There is no mixed goodness, simple goodness, and nacha kala vikram, and there is no influence of time. This is the description of the spiritual world. There is no modes of passion, and there is no modes of ignorance, and there is no influence of time. And more, that means there is simply the pure goodness. And in pure goodness, we can understand our constitutional position, we can understand what is God, what is creation, everything. These are the goodness means prakash. Prakash means knowledge comes out. And so long we are in ignorance and passion, there is no knowledge. In ignorance, there is no knowledge at all. In passion, there is some glimpse of knowledge, and in goodness, there is full knowledge. So, the living entities there, they are full of knowledge. That's why they do not come into this material world. And nagatra karavikram. And because there is no influence of time, therefore there is no past, present and future. In this material world, there is influence of time. Therefore we have got this past, present and future. So these things, of course, theoretically you have to understand. These are authentic explanations from scripture, daily literature. At least you have to accept them theoretically. The spiritual world means that there is no ignorance, there is no passion, and there is no influence of time. Nagatra maya kimuta pare, and this maya, this illusion is also absent. Kimuta pare, pare anubdata jatra sura sura sita. And then the spiritual planet, all the living entities, they are all surrendered souls, are followers of the Supreme Lord. There is no misconception that I am Lord, I am God. There is no such misconception. They are all clear of this nonsense ignorance. Anubhuta. They are all as following. There is unity, oneness, everyone. God is one, and the living entities there, they are all followers, obedient of God. There is no influence of time, no influence of ignorance, no influence of past. So that is perfect. That is spiritual. Kingdom, the description of spiritual, this is in Tham Bhava. And there are other verses in this chapter where this verse appears that there are aeroplanes. And the devotees and the women there, just like lightning. See that, yes, there are men, there are women, there are aeroplanes, there are everything is there. The simple difference is that there is no influence of time. Influence of time, there is no, that means there is no past, future and present, and there is no death. Death is the influence of time. An old man like me is going to die, when death means the influence of time is being acted on this body. So after a few days or a few years, it's much anguish. So there is no influence of time. So there is no death, there is no birth, there is no ignorance, and everyone is obedient, everyone is happy, and their features of body is also exactly like God. In the spiritual planet, all of a sudden if you go, you cannot distinguish who is God and who is not. So, just as here also, when Krishna comes and he appears to be just like one of us. So, man is made after God. So far teachers are concerned, there is no difference between God and man. But the difference is only that God has no material body, he has got this material body, subjected to the influence of time. When Krishna comes, he does not become old. He remains just like a boy, even when he is great grandfather, because on his body there is no influence of time. Because his body is spiritual, therefore there is no influence of time. Maya je dui vikti maya pradhan, maya nimitta hetu prakriti vishe upana. This material energy is divided into two, pradhan and upana. Pradhan and upana. The whole total material energy is called pradhan. And the material elements are called ingredients, upana. Jai Purus Maya Pane Karyavadhan Prakriti Khavita Kari Kare Vidya Sadhan. Now in the Bhagavad Gita I have read that Mamajani Mahat Brahma Tatan, that it is stated that Aham Vira Pradaspita, I implement the seeds of living entities into the matter. So, in the matter, the seeds of living entities, as we are, they are impregnated, as the father impregnates the mother. Similarly, this material nature is just like mother, and therefore material nature is worshipped as mother goddess, Durga, Kali, yes. And they so worship of the country. Nationalism, that is also the same matter worship. This class of buddhi kunapi is adhika. So, so long we are not enlightened, we are worship of this matter. Event. And when you are advancing knowledge, then we are worship of the Supreme. The Krishna consciousness means an advanced stage of knowledge. It is not in the material platform. Therefore, anyone who is in Krishna consciousness appropriately and thoroughly, he is liberated from material consciousness. Sangha Vishesha Bhava Asadhi Prakriti Sparshan Jivru Bhiv Sati Pailasana. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is this evidence. Deva Krita Dharminya Sasyang Junu Parapumar Adhatta Bijan Anusita Mahatta Tangiranya. So, from this version of the Srimad Bhagavatam, that the living entities at sea, they are coming from the spiritual world. They are not product of the man. Therefore, it is not possible to produce living entity with material, chemicals and material elements. It is not possible. As some of the modern scientists, they claim that we shall now give life, or they advertise that. From this verse, we can understand that it is not possible. Because these living entities, they are just like seeds, and they are coming from the spiritual world, from the body of the Supreme. Those spiritual and the living entities are desirous of enjoying sense gratification. They are allowed to this material world. Others, they are in the spiritual world. Kalavityasu maya gunayam adhokshaja purusha atahutena vidyam adhatta vijya. So there is another part of how the seeds are given within this material world. तबे वहां तत्व है त्रिविद अहंकार जहाँ है देवता इंद्र भूतेर पुरुषा नाउ हियर इज अ थर्ड डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ द क्रिएटर. The first material energy, then the seeds of the living entities are impregnated into that material energy, and then Mahatattva, from the material energy, this ego, false ego comes out. First manifestation of this material world is this false ego, Mahatattva, Tridha Ahankara. Jaha ite devata indriya bhute pucha. And from that, ego, all these and human beings or demigods or other living entities, they are coming up. Sarvatattva miri sijila brahmandir ga ananta brahmanda karanahit gala. In this way, the Lord created unlimited number of universes. With one universe which has seen, there is one only. But there are innumerable universes that is created. Iha Mahasattva Purush Mahavishnu Nam Ananta Brahmanda Tar Lomukupe Dham. Now, the expansion of Krishna, who is doing all these material expansion, he is known as Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu. Babakhe Uriya Jai Khe Renu Bhase Ake Jai Purush Nishvase Sao Brahmanda Vahida. Now here is a nice example. You have seen this sunshine entering your room through a hole of your window and you find so many atomic demonstrations. These Brahmandas, these so many universes, they are emanating from the breathing of Mahavishnu in that way. Punarapi nishasaha jayabhantare anantai sadhyatartham mayapa. In this way, all the universes, they enter into the body of Mahavishnu after the creation is over, and again it comes out. In this way it is coming and going on. Bhutta bhutta priya. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that they are coming and going within. This is the way of material nature. And here is another evidence from Brahma Samhita. Jastaikam iskushata kalama kavalambhya jivanti loma vilaya jagadandanatha Vishnu mahan sahya jasa kalavitesa govindamadipurisam tamaham. Now, such a vast, gigantic Mahavishnu, of whose breathing, producing this universe, and whose inhaling, annihilating all the universe, such vast Mahavishnu is only a part and part of the expansion of Krishna, Govinda. So, Brahma says, Govinda Madhipurusam Tamaham Bhajami. So just we have to imagine how much potential is the Lord Krishna. Thank you.